Today is Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our prayer team is Reverend Kimball and Michelle. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the message today comes from the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter, and verse 33. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." A while back, my family had months of what we thought were really dark times. Bad news after bad news, struggle after struggle, and setback after setback, and it seemed to just keep coming. We found out that my sister's winning fight with cancer might be causing other problems in her body. My daughter-in-law, pregnant with our first grandson, became extremely ill and had to deliver a month early. And on top of all of that, our car broke, and it appeared that it would cost us a small fortune to get it repaired. Have you ever gone through a period like this? Maybe you're having your moment right now. I'm talking about a time when it seemed things would never get right. I am sure that you have, because that's just the way it is, and this passage reminds us of this truth. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. I would be the first to say, it is not comforting to know that trials and sorrows are to be expected. But it does give me joy to know that Jesus understands my struggle. And if he understands my struggle, I am confident that he has a plan to fix it. Jesus taught his disciples, especially here in these verses, that trust in him was essential. Life in general comes predisposed to a certain level of hardship. But living a life in him as a layer of struggle that at times will seem impossible to overcome. But here is the good news. He has sent us a comforter to not only help us, but to go before us and set our situations right. The thing with my sister turned out to be easily treatable. My daughter-in-law is now about to have baby number 3. My premature grandson is in kindergarten, and he's the tallest kid in class. We have pretty much forgotten about that little car, and though we still have our moments, we have gained a deeper trust in God. So my encouragement for someone today is to stay faithful, stay focused, and trust in God. He has already worked it out. I have told you this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Jesus did it to show you that you can too. You are an overcomer. Have an awesome Breakthrough Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous Faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Lizarro M., he's being released from prison. We pray for a total transformation of his life. We also lift his family for wisdom as they move forward. Rock and all those in the armed forces. We pray for their safety and success. Sharon, we lift her for continued strength to provide superior care to her 24-year-old autistic son, Ian. Our autistic children, we call upon God to keep his protective arms around them and give researchers the wisdom to develop a cure for the condition. Adults with young families, we pray for guidance, direction, and wisdom with business, finances, and family dynamics. We also pray for them to lead with integrity and parent with compassion. Those in the process of purchasing a vehicle, we make an earnest appeal to God to guide you in your search, your final decision, and through purchasing process. We ask God to grant an abundance of everything needed to get the desired end. Those with doctor appointments, we pray for good reports and strong health. Those traveling today and this weekend, we intercede for you to have safe travels to and from your destination and for you to make excellent memories. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray God endows you with spiritual discernment and for him to fill your day with purpose, meaning, and accomplishment. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever shall be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, realizing today that great is thy faithfulness. And so we come today, Father, to praise you and to worship you and to just tell you thank you for all that you've done, knowing that we couldn't have gotten to this moment, Father, knowing that we couldn't have made it over, knowing that it's only because you loved us and because you're loving us right now that we're able to join our hearts and our minds together this morning to praise and worship you, to lift you up and to come to you right now for confidence, strength, and power, Father. So we just tell you thank you for being God. Thank you for allowing us to know that we have a Father who cares. Thank you today, Father, because we know we couldn't have made it over unless you were with us. We know we're nothing without you, Father, but with you, we can accomplish all things. And so we come today, Father, to gain our poise and our strength, Father, so that we can gird up our loins and prepare for a day that we can go out and do battle for you, to let the world know that Jesus Christ is alive and that he's well, and that right now today he can give that same joy to anyone that he's given to us, and knowing that he died on the cross for us, and that he died for our sins to deliver us from a life of chains and bondage and free us, Father. For your word tells us, for who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we come today, Father, knowing that we're free in our spirits to do the things that you called us to do, that we're free in our spirits to be the light and the love that somebody needs today, Father, that we're free in our spirits, Father, to live according to your word and your will and your way. And so we thank you today for all that you have done, Father. We lift up those around us who need you right now in a special way. For those parents who are crying out to us today, Father, who have children who need special care, Father, bless them, Father, with the understanding and the knowledge and the love and the compassion to do what it is that needs to be done, Father, knowing that they get weary sometimes, Father, but strengthen them. Wrap your loving arms around them and let them know that you will never leave them and you're true to your word, nor forsake them, Father. We thank you today for those who are looking for you, and Father, who may not have been able to find them, but we thank you right now today that somebody is in their path to be able to give them the word of truth and knowledge that comes only through Jesus Christ, Father. Oh, we thank you for this moment, that we're able to gain the compassion and the discernment that we need to move forward. Father, for we know that we'll have situations today when we'll have the opportunity to tell somebody about your love. Father, but allow each and every one of us to be able to stand on your promises, to be able to stand on the blessings that you've given us, to be able to stand on the files that we have accumulated over the years, Father, to be able to tell somebody that you are working right now. You've worked in the past and that you're working right now to bring us to a better place, Father, that we're able to give hope and life and love to somebody today, Father. For we look at the world around us and we see brokenness. We see things all torn up and we see people being separated, Father. But allow us to be able to bring that separation back together in some places, Father. Allow us to be able to mend the brokenness in places, Father. Allow us to be able to do what it is that Jesus Christ did for us, to deliver us to a place where we need to be so that we can live lives that can glorify you and you alone. Oh, Father, thank you for this ministry, that each and every day it gives us love and light so that we can move forward in our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word, for it is a lamp unto our feet. In moments when we're confused, Father, we can turn to your word and turn to your spirit, and that allows us to move forward knowing and understanding that we're moving forward according to your will and according to your way. Father, and thank you for those around us who's able to lift us up and to give us encouragement in those places where we need it. Oh, Father, just thank you for fellowship today, for we need that fellowship in order for us to make it. Oh, Father, continue to watch over us and guide us. Continue to lead us in your ways, for we know we cannot make it without you. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world, give us the love, the joy, the peace, and the compassion to do everything today, that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, we thank you right now. It's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask God all these blessings in his name, and in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Thank God, and thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Friday morning. Goodbye.